This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Happy New Year. It is the Kevin Jackson Show, the first broadcast of the new year. We're all excited over here. You know why? Because we left a pretty fantastic year in 2017. Year one of the, what do we call it? The recovery? the return of America as we know it? Year one was last year. We are in year two of the recovery of America. And this one is the full year of Donald Trump. See, Barack Obama still got a few days in January that he could say, oh, I was still president. Well, not anymore. This is the first full year of the Trump presidency. You get what I'm saying? Was it January 21st will actually mark his first full complete year? Am I right on this? Yeah, I think I am. So the point is, now we enter an entire new year of Donald Trump. We enter an entire new year of what it means to be America. American. what a difference a little N can make. Anyway, I'm so glad you guys are here. KJRadio.com. You can reach us by calling at 844-551-8255. Who's going to be the first person to call the show this year? 844-551-8255. So I hope you had an amazing new year. I can only believe if you're listening to this program, you had one of the second best new year that you've had in a decade. The second best new year. Look, I approach every new year fresh with the idea of out with the old, in with the new. Let's clean up the schedule. You know, and if you're smart, you start to take things off your plate. What I try to do at the end of the year is say, what can I delegate? What can I, you know, what do I not need? And think about all the emails you've got saved up. And people, Brian, I've got a gazillion emails that are unread. Really? You going to read them? Be honest. I looked at my email. I had 23,000 unread emails. Now, the majority of it's junk. But and there are a few things that got dropped through the cracks. You know, people say, hey, Kevin, when you're in Montreal, you know, look me up, whatever. Few things got dropped through the cracks because I'm not a super organized guy. I need an organizer. But at the end of the day, you're going to have a few things drop through the cracks. You can't do it all. So what did I do? I went through. I was forced to do it. Google told me you're at 107% of your Gmail account, and it started popping a message up every 3 seconds. So I had to get down to 99%. So I'm down to 99% of my capacity in my Gmail account. That's how many emails I still have. But I promise you, the minute that I figure out how to just go back through and say everything from 2015 back, just delete it. I don't care what it is. Boop, delete it. If it's in my main account, if it's in admin or something like that, no. So you got to clean up. And that's what we're going to do. Politically, we're going to clean our plate. But here's what's funny about it. It's not going to be us doing it. The left is already helping us to clean our plate. In their strategy, and I heard they got the new DNC director, Hispanic dude, he's like, we've got a plan for all 50 states. I'm thinking, really? What's your plan? Let me tell you what the Democrats tell you when they tell you that they're planning something. They're planning skullduggery, malfeasance. They are planning, how can we cheat in all 50 states and win? The Democrats aren't looking for real policy initiatives that help the country. You think that the Democrats are putting together a strategy that says, let's figure out how to create jobs. Let's really do that. Let's figure out how to bolster up the economy. Let's figure out how to make sure that we don't have any bad actors in America that are trying to hurt citizens, illegals, refugees, claiming to be refugees who are really terrorists. Do you think that in the year 2018, the Democrats have any different agenda, any different solution than they had in 2017? They have brought all their baggage over. But you know what? Here's the good news. They are going to unpack their own bags. They're going to be throwing their bags out like it was Schindler's List. You remember when the Nazis just told all the Jews, throw your bags over here, and then they went through them and got all the jewelry. And I'm not alluding that we're going to go through their stuff and take the jewelry, but, you know, if the shoe fits, I'm just saying, these guys are going to, they're forcing their own baggage out. Why? You guys are going, Kevin, where are you going with this? They're forcing themselves out because every time they say, oh, Trump did this or the Republicans are doing that, they out themselves. We no longer believe them. In the 2 years, now going into our third year of this reprogramming, most of America, and certainly conservative America, and by the way, part of Democrat, leftist America, is into a reprogramming mode. And that reprogramming mode says, I no longer believe anything these leftists, you know, pukes say. They don't believe them. They don't believe CNN. They don't believe the New York Times. And so now when we're shifting this over and the Democrats are trying to bring all this baggage over, their own people are going, and I'll prove it to you. I'll let you hear clips from last year where people are like, I don't know. I was thinking that Donald Trump was bad with this FBI thing, but now I don't know. I'm beginning to believe him. This is the intelligentsia. These are people who have been trained never to go against the leftist narrative, no matter what. And you know what they're doing? They are abandoning it in droves. So we're going to be talking about that today. Here's what I want to know from you. I hope you had an amazing New Year. I know you did. For me to ask you, hey, how was New Year? Is a rhetorical question. You had an amazing New Year. You celebrated, to quote Prince, like it's 1999, and there was not going to be a year 2000. You celebrated. You said, I'm going out with all the gusto I possibly can. And you hugged loved ones. You called, you texted, you Instagrammed, you Insta, whatever. You did it all. You Snapchatted. All the ways you could communicate, you communicated with the people that you care about. And you know what else you did? You came into 2018, I'm going to say it for you, with a smile on your face. You were exuberant. And here's the dirty little secret that the left doesn't want to tell you. So are they. They've got amazing prospects and new jobs and opportunities and things abound. They started shoring up issues with family and some friends. They don't want to tell you, but they're coming into this year happy, happier than they've ever been. Politically, they're going to look at it, oh, but trust me, they're happier than they've ever been. We'll be back, folks, listening to Kevin Jackson.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson's show. Did Don Lemon get drunk this year on TV? You know, I watched. He didn't, did he? No. Yeah, I looked for it. In fact, I didn't even see Don Lemon. I think they just said, we're not putting him on. And he's so irrelevant. God, I used to have respect for Don Lemon on CNN. I did. I thought, you know what? He seems like he's, you know, tried to be middle of the road, balanced, what have you. And apparently, he caved to his audience because I heard him say when I was doing stuff with CNN in Ferguson, he said he gets a lot of hate mail from people at CNN who apparently he wasn't hard enough on police and, you know, the conservatives and Republicans and things like that by trying to be more balanced. So Don went on to the dark side. Anyway, I didn't see him get drunk. Mariah Carey actually did not lip sync this year. She sang. I had to see it. I'm not going to lie. I wanted to see it. And what's it? Every girl on TV, I'm not kidding you, they all want to show, like, tons of cleavage. And look, I'm all about the cleavage. But, God, you know, is there any decorum anymore? It's like, what was her name? Brittany. I was going to say Whitney. Brittany, who, by the way, has no cleavage, is showing cleavage. And she looks like a 10-year-old boy that's trying to pump a little iron. You know what I mean? got the little baby chest. And she's out there with this, and, oh my gosh, I got to say this before we get too much into this. It was the worst performance I've ever seen. If you go to Vegas and you see Britney's show, you just got more money than sense. It was horrible. I watched 5 minutes, not even 5 minutes. I watched 3 minutes of this train wreck. And if you've ever, I can only describe it this way. If you've ever seen somebody who can't dance, she's in these heels, which makes you have to kind of tiptoe anyway, like platform heels, like from the 70s. And she's in this red outfit showing her little boy cleavage. And I'm not kidding you, she's tippy-toeing around. And she does this move where she comes, you know, like goes towards you, towards the audience on the stage, like as if she was on her knees and kind of like not a crawl. I can't describe the move, but I'm not kidding you. It looked like amateur hour at like the high school musical. In fact, it was worse. And of course, she's lip syncing to the song, and it was obvious. It wasn't even like they were trying to disguise it. And the only thing that to me, this is too old, but they put her on like a trapeze bar and they lifted her up and the audience was, oh, and I'm thinking to myself, I don't know what you guys would pay, you know, cause what's it, a couple hundred bucks to see a Vegas show now? If you paid, I wouldn't have paid $2 to see that show. Being honest. And the song she sang has got to be 10 years old. I'm not trying to be critical. I'm just telling you, that's what they brought New Year's in, on whatever channel I was watching. And I was thinking, it was because it was Dick Clark's whatever. What's that guy's name? They used to be on the music show, American Idol. Anyway, that guy that looks like a lizard. Yeah. So I'm watching this going, what is this, what constitutes entertainment? Man, no offense. Let me just see Lady Gaga sing. That girl can sing. Anyway, so resolutions. You got resolutions? I tell everybody I don't do resolutions normally. I do a 4-year resolution, and I may have to revisit some because I'm rusty on piano. I haven't spoken French in ages. But I take four. I do 4-year resolutions where I at least try to do something that's going to be meaningful, you know, that I can take with me. So I'd be curious to know what your resolutions are and your relusions. If you have any of those, maybe you have illusions of grandeur. Oh, man, I'm punching it. You know why? Because it's the new year. Come on. You guys got to go with me here. Trump made resolutions. Did you guys see Donald Trump? I don't know if this was his first tweet, because I think he had said Happy New Year. But his first, like, country tweet, political tweet of the year was no more money to Pakistan. Blasted Pakistan. They say it was his first tweet of 2018. He says this: the United States has foolishly given Pakistan more than $33 billion in aid over the last 15 years, and they have given us nothing but lies and deceit, thinking of our leaders as fools. Said that Monday morning. They gave safe haven to terrorists we hunt in Afghanistan with little help. No more. And so, and I'll talk more about this in a bit, but that was his first tweet. You know, here's what I like about Donald Trump. He's not keeping this a secret. He's saying to Pakistan, look, you haven't helped, you're done. What happened to the UN? They pulled $285 million. It's not a lot given all that we give. We give them like, I don't know, a couple billion, $6-7 billion. I know it sounds like, you know, there's a few chump change here. It's a lot of money. And we are the biggest donor to the UN at well over 20% of their budget. I think our thing is 22%, but it's more than that when you throw in some of the other stuff that we do. So he's put these guys on notice. But what I like about this is this isn't the tweet to Pakistan. You know, a lot of, oh, he put Pakistan on notice. No, he didn't. He put the world on notice. How many countries do we get money from? And let me tell you, I know what you guys are thinking, because you write to me. You say, Kevin, why do we give money to these people who just are terrorists or sending their terrorists over? It's for exactly the reason I'm talking to you, why it's so great to have a guy that one tweet like this isn't directed to Pakistan. It's directed to every country that condones terrorism, that aids and abets terrorists in any way, And he's saying, first of all, we're going to pull our funding. And like I said, the thing about Trump that makes him so shrewd is he knows that the world revolves around money. And because the United States is the wealthiest country in the world by far, the first thing you do is you pull back your funding. And now what we've done, we've had a policy of appeasement. It says, oh, so what? You keep sending us terrorists and you keep disrupting our economy and disrupting our way of life and doing all these crazy things that are completely antithetical to the American way of life. Here's some more money, because that's the liberal solution to everything. If we just give them more, well, of course, they're going to capitulate. They're going to say, oh, my gosh, they're so good people. Let's leave them alone. That works, right? Look at the war on poverty, $18 trillion into it. And what do you have? You have more entitled people in this country than at any time in history. People that believe that it's our responsibility to take care of them. Why? Because you give them more. And I'm going to tell you something, conservatives, listening to Kevin Jackson here right now, you'd be the same way. If every time you needed something, somebody stepped up and, I'll help you out, Bill. And you were like, oh, geez, well, thanks, Bill. At first, you'd be magnanimous. You'd be, oh, my gosh, you know, it's amazing. You know, I'm going to do my best to pay Bill back. But when you run into tough times and you can't, and old Bill shows up and says, hey, don't worry about it. Here's a little more. Eventually, you will lose respect for Bill, and you'll just go, I don't have to worry about Bill. Why do I care? Bill doesn't seem to care. Bill's not looking for dough. So that's what happens, and that's what we've done. And we've done it domestically, and we've done it foreign. And so Donald Trump's going, not anymore. The days of wine and roses is over.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We're almost 1 year into the Trump administration, and the end of any year is a time for assessing, especially this one. Mike Allen had an interesting observation this week in his Axios newsletter. He pointed out how little President Trump and perceptions of him have changed in the last year. Think about it. Roughly the same number of people support him today as did at the beginning of his administration. The Russian probe has remained constant. The elected Republicans remain skeptical of his leadership, but largely compliant. The elected Democrats, they still don't like him. The war with the media has never subsided, and neither have his Twitter fingers. All true.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was Smirconish, Michael Smirconish of CNN. And I think this guy needs a bodyguard. He just kind of laid out a little bit of, I mean, what he's going to say next will blow your mind, but he lays it out. And by the way, he's not finished. I'm going to play the rest of this clip here in a bit, but I want to set this up to explain to you what's going on in 2018. Yeah, he's talking about Donald Trump's first year in office, and in the opening to this show, he actually says that the president, Donald Trump, could be the most consequential president of the modern era. Now, I want you to consider the impact of a CNN anchor recognizing the obvious. Finally, admitting it on public TV, the fake news network admits President Trump, for better or worse, as Smirconish put it, has impacted America in profound ways. Now, he plays a bit of cover his butt, But I'm going to play the rest of the clip because this way we get to dissect it more. But this probably, I mean, coming at the end of the year, is CNN's way of, and this is just my opinion, of saying, you know what? We got to start looking at things differently. And here's the other thing. This isn't the only guy that said something positive about Donald Trump. We'll get to that later in the broadcast. So let's play the rest of this clip. Let you hear what he had to say because it's mind-blowing and then we'll dissect it.
But there's a temptation in those observations to conclude that his administration, the passage of the tax bill notwithstanding, is static, gridlocked, that nothing's getting done in a polarized climate. That would be a mistake. In fact, if the pace of change continues for the duration of Trump's presidency, however long that might be, I think he could become the most consequential president in the modern era. Consequential meaning most important and significant, having the biggest overall impact. As with the criteria that Time magazine uses when determining its person of the year, this is not necessarily a good thing. Think about it. A Supreme Court position that was by rights a Democratic pick instead went to Trump. And his influence on shaping the federal judiciary is far greater than just Neil Gorsuch on the nation's highest court. He broke a Senate record this year by confirming a dozen new U.S. Circuit Court judges, the most during a president's first year in office in more than a century. At the rate that he's going, by next year, more than 12% of federal cases heard will be by Trump-appointed judges. Those picks will be his longest-lasting legacy. The tax bill that he's just signed is the first major overhaul of policy since the Reagan era. Whatever the effect, that won't be undone anytime soon. And by ending the individual mandate, President Trump has felled a major domino that will upset the economic viability of the Affordable Care Act. After all, how can you provide coverage for those with pre-existing conditions if you don't have everybody in the insurance pool? Trump has made cutting federal regulations a priority. He's revoked 67. He's delayed or derailed more than 1,500 others. He's pulled out of the Paris Climate Accord, okayed the Keystone Pipeline, recognized Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, and refused to recertify the Iranian nuclear deal. On his watch, the Iraq prime minister just declared victory over ISIS. The New York Times' Ross Douthat called it a war Trump won. In immigration enforcement, ICE has arrested more than 100,000 people who entered the U.S. illegally, 70% of whom were already convicted criminals. His State Department has undergone massive restructuring and shrinking, again, for better or for worse. And don't forget about the influence that ideologically driven members of his cabinet are having out of the spotlight. Betsy DeVos at Education, Scott Pruitt at the EPA, Ben Carson at HUD, Rick Perry at Energy, Jeff Sessions at Justice. Now, Time magazine got it wrong when not naming the president its person of the year in 2017. By their own definition, the person who most affected the news and our lives for good or ill and embodied what was important about the year was absolutely Donald J. Trump.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. There's a temptation in these observations, Mirkani says, to conclude that this administration, that his administration, the passage of the tax bill notwithstanding, is static, gridlocked. I don't know who's tempted by that. You'd have to be brain dead to believe that we're gridlocked. Donald Trump is moving legislation through at a rapid pace. In fact, I was in not a Twitter battle, but I responded back to Ann Coulter, where she says, where's the wall? Where's the wall? And I'm like, hey, Ann, Donald Trump, what the heck's he been doing, huh? What are you talking about? Gridlock? This guy just got, he has the economy moving in spite of the left. All their efforts to derail him, and he's just boop-a-doop-a-doop, moving along. He's not, the executive orders that he's issuing are effectively undoing Obama's executive orders, or he wouldn't be doing these executive orders. He's worked with Congress on all these different things that he's doing. And Obamacare, which everybody said, oh, they can't kill it. What they're going to do to Obamacare? How many years? We had 7+ years under Republican leadership, if you want to call it that. I use the term loosely, to do something about Obamacare. Trump comes in and says, look, I'll rescind it. Day one.
Oh, he didn't do it day one.
Well, guess what? Show me good news for Obamacare anywhere. Show me where people go, oh, wow, yeah, it's thriving. People love it. It's amazing. You want to know why you don't hear any good news about Obamacare? Because they're no longer spending your tax money to convince you of how good it is. With Barack Obama gone and Hillary Clinton's big old buttock sitting over in, you know, Chappaqua, there's no way for them to convince you of the albatross that was hanging around the neck of the U.S. economy over this piece of crap legislation. So there you go. And Donald Trump says, look, I don't have to fund this. I don't have to enforce an individual mandate. And he issued an executive order that says you don't have to pay this. And that's the beginning of the end. Show me good news about Obamacare. Oh, remember what they took?
Republicans better have a good replacement.
When have you heard that? The good replacement was, how about we just go back to the norm? How about we go back to where people no longer pay double what they were paying before? They can have the plans they want and the doctors they want. How about we do that? Go take a poll of Obamacare, a legitimate poll. And we'll get into some polling here in a second. So anyway, here's the guy. He's telling you everything that about Donald Trump and what's going on with this administration, and whether, you know, in our case, all good things. He's talking about judges. You know, and he even says this, Time Magazine, you screwed up. This man was the most prolific in modern history in terms of his first year performance and in changing the entire dynamics of a nation, if not the world. And you've missed it. He knows his audience. He can't just give you glowing endorsements of Donald Trump because people would revolt at CNN. But truth be told, he knows this guy has set the stage for America. And look, what do you want me to do? You want me to go through and tell you about the stock market? Do I really need to tell you about the stock market? Okay, I made a wrong prediction. I thought the stock market would go to 25,000 between now and the end of the year, and it got to 24,700 and change. I bet you there are people that would have bet you in June of this year that the stock market wouldn't go above 23,000. What do you think is going to happen in the stock market? Anybody out there, call the Kevin Jackson Show, 844-551-8255. Give me your prediction for the stock market just in the next quarter. You want to go for the year? Let me give you a prediction for the year. Don't be surprised if the stock market tops 30,000 by the end of this year. Don't be surprised. So, Smirkornish is telling us partly what we already know, but here's the thing, and this is the thing that's most poignant to me. He's telling an audience of anti-Trumpers, look at everything this man has done that's going to impact you. Now, some of them are panicked. What did he say? That some big percentage of the rulings that will be done that come up will be done by Trump judges. He's appointed more judges. He's obviously got the Supreme Court. Let me put it to you this way, folks. We are so lined up from a political perspective, and I hate to say it that way because I don't have politics that are left or right. I have politics that are what's the best thing for this country. But we are so aligned right now, it scares the Democrats beyond belief. And Smirkornish of CNN was forced to say that. That's the critical thing to think about.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry. We recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So we were just talking about CNN's Michael Smirkanish, who discussed the Trump presidency first year. And I'm going to tell you, I can hardly wait for year two. I can hardly wait to get the economic news that comes out of the retail season. You know, the end of the year is retail. I can hardly wait to get the jobs report numbers. By the way, the last quarter jobs report numbers went up. Unemployment, 4.1. We are practically at full employment. But it's bigger than that. It's bigger than that because the jobs that are now being talked about allow for mobility. You're starting to see people go, you know what? I'm not stuck in this job, in the sense of, you better keep it. Keep your insurance. You know how many people right now are looking for jobs or stuck in jobs because they say, I gotta have insurance. It became so untenable, so expensive to have Obamacare. They're like, I gotta find something just to get insurance. I can speak on this because I know about it from a personal experience. Family members that are going, man, you know, this Obamacare killed us. You know, if we lose our insurance, things like this. That was the, I don't know if you guys can remember back this far, but that wasn't, it was a deal for you if you lost your insurance, but it wasn't a big deal. You were like, I'll figure it out. Nowadays, people are making life decisions. Where do I work? Why am I staying with this job? Whatever. What job can I get? Get me anything that just gets me insurance. And that's not what Obamacare was supposed to do. Do you feel better about your health care decisions under Obamacare? I mean, honestly, I'm not trying to give you, I can tell you right now from my personal experience, the Jackson family, I do not feel better. I don't feel good about my prospects if something happens to me, what doctors I can choose, whatever. I don't feel better. I can tell you, having spent a small fortune because of everything that's been going on, you know, it's like, are you kidding me? I got to pay for that? But I thought, but.
Sorry, Mr. Jackson, that's a $5,000 copay. Doable right now. You must pay it now. But I don't have, don't make us hurt you.
Barack Obama promised us the world, man. He delivered nothing. So Smirconage, he's talking about what Donald Trump has done. Appointing these judges was a big deal, folks. We talked about this. Record number of vacancies in the federal and district courts going back to the 1950s. And McConnell actually said, he said this on Hugh Hewitt's radio show, he says, we're rapidly filling them. And he says, let me tell you the definition of rapidly. We've already done 9 circuit court judges this year. Barack Obama did 3 in his first year. And he had 60 Democratic senators. Donald Trump has appointed 300% more circuit judges than Barack Obama year one, and Barack Obama controlled the Senate with a majority. So McConnell says he wanted to get 3 more judges confirmed by the end of 2017. I'm not sure if he did, but they were going for 12. Keep in mind, folks, this is in courts like the Ninth Circuit Court in California, one of the most leftist-leaning courts. These are the types of things that these guys are looking at. These are where the decisions that get made, the levers that get pulled, folks, are at this level. Who was it that just recently, this gay couple, the baker, had to pay $135,000 to this gay couple because he wouldn't bake the gay cake? That's an Obama judge. The reason why Donald Trump couldn't get President Trump, couldn't get this travel ban done, was because of an Obama circuit court judge. I don't know how he may have been a federal, but it was an Obama judge appointment that essentially overruled the President of the United States. Now, I was listening to Smirconage, and I didn't play the clip again. If you'd have to go back and listen to the last segment, folks. And you can do that, kjradio.com, at your leisure. But we were playing a guy from CNN, Smirconish, who was saying Donald Trump is unquestionably the man of the year. Whether you like his politics or not, he has been the most radical change in the history of this country over the past, I would tell you, past 3 or 4 decades. The closest you could go back is the Carter-Reagan time period. Because that was the biggest transition between weak-kneed foreign policy and somebody that said, we've had enough. So this is where we are. Donald Trump inherits a pansy president's economy, his style, to call it leadership is to insult leaders. But whatever you want to call Obama did, and now you got a guy like Trump. And I'm listening to Smirconage, and I was thinking, he says, for better or for worse, but he's really telling you in his CNN little opening monologue, for better. Even State Department spokesman John Kirby, we talked about him a while back. He says he was asked about, I think it was Wolf Blitzer who was interviewing him. He says, I do. Absolutely. He goes, I mean, him and his team, they have, he goes, and he's talking to Wolf Blitzer. He says, if you told me a year ago, Wolf, that the Chinese would cut off all natural gas, that they would cut off importing seafood from North Korea, that they would put pressure on the oil exports to North Korea to that degree that they would have, I would have laughed at you. He says, I didn't think that was possible. This administration has been able to do that. Now, again, there's more work that needs to be done. But he says, I'm encouraged to hear Secretary Mattis and Secretary Tillerson talk about diplomatic efforts, you know, being in the lead. The fact that there's still maneuver space to explore diplomatic options. What he's saying, folks, is no matter what they said about Donald Trump, he's a war hunger, war mock, you know, war hawk, whatever. He's actually a diplomat. Now, here's what happened. Over the during the holiday, you know, the period, you know, between Christmas and New Year's, the Chinese were caught shipping oil to North Korea, doing an oil exchange with North Korea. And President Trump tweets out, oh, caught you red-handed. You know, I mean, I'm paraphrasing, but he's like, look, we caught you. You're violating sanctions. And I talked about this. If you think he's going to let these guys get away with this, you're crazy. So South Korea confiscates the North Korean ship. I think that's where we stand right now. I don't know. I haven't followed it that closely. But think about this. So we caught the Chinese red-handed trying to get oil to them. They're going to have some, you know, I don't know who's going to die over there, but somebody's going to die because they shouldn't have been caught. They shouldn't have been doing it, and they shouldn't have been caught. And even though high-level people probably sanctioned it, the Chinese like to kill people. They executed 10 people publicly but during the time between Christmas and the holiday and New Year's. Yeah, you guys, did you hear about, they brought people into a big auditorium and they executed 10 people. You read up on it. This is the truth. So anyway, we caught them red-handed and Donald Trump tweets out, hey, we caught you. You're violating the sanctions. And you can bet that Donald Trump he puts that little, you know, information in his pocket, and when he talks to the Chinese again, he's going to say, hey, so you can't, we've learned you can't be trusted. Oh, sure, we can be trusted, Mr. Trump. It is no problem. We are very sorry. And Trump's going to go, yeah, you've been saying that. You've been telling us that for years. So here's what we're going to do. And I don't know what's going to happen. I can't predict here's what I'll promise you. It will hurt financially the Chinese. The same way he'll talk about hacking, he'll talk about, and just for the record, you can bet, and I know we're off topic a bit here, don't be looking at me like that, I know I'm off topic, but you can bet that our cyber warfare unit, the stuff that is super secret, clandestine stuff, you can bet Donald Trump is all over that. What he's going to do is, he's not going to fight it in the standard way by saying, let's go in like what Bush did with in what they call zero day, where they went in and tried to destroy centrifuges and things like that. Donald Trump's going to say, we want to make sure that we can detect any type of intrusion immediately. And the minute we're able to detect it, I can go in and say, aha, now we got to be able to shut processes down. We can't let them steal, but I'm going to make it to where we know every move they make. I don't want it to be offensive. I want it to be defensive. And let me just explain to you why that's an amazing move. Because it's like in the martial arts. If you are super dominant over somebody, you can go on the offensive. But you still run risk. But if you're a smart fighter, you let the other guy throw the first punch. Because you've trained for that for so long. I can promise you, talk to any martial artist that you know. How many times do you do one steps or do you do spar, you know, where you're looking for that little bit of movement? The body is used to looking for movement. So if it sees any twitch, then it's just a matter of who's quicker and who's got the most effective, you know, technique. And it's pretty much going to be the martial artist. That's what Trump's doing with our cyber warfare unit.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.